And I'm like, oh, cool. Like RFK spazzing on a guy. I want to watch this. And then it'll be like 10 seconds of the video. And then I think it's Dave Rubin. I'll be like, and then I'm like, God damn it. Don't show me the fucking video, dude. Yeah. I don't want the recap.
Yeah, I don't want them talking. I want them fucking.
You promised me Libs
fast
getting
fast forward to the Libs. Yeah. Yeah, fast forward to the Libs. I don't care about the storyline.
Everyone who does videos on videos, it just chat. Just play the fucking video, dude.
Yeah.
I don't want the recap. Play the fucking video. Not being a dick. It's just, you promised me Libs getting on. You're cutting in with your crap. Just play it. I've been watching the RFK congressional hearings. They're my favorite YouTube videos.
Are they going on?
It's like, they're never ending. They have like meetings on C-SPAN constantly where they'll be like.
He does own the Libs on those.
Bro. he just crushes them. And then
crushes the Libs on there.
Well, the whole time, he's just kind of like. Right now, there's a. Someone tried to pin him down on the fact that one of the guys who's involved in the. Who I guess funded part of the Trump thing has a company where. He like makes money off of like alternative health therapies that aren't pharmaceuticals, but like just like health shit, like saunas, that kind of stuff. And they're like, well, should he divest from his business? But that whole thing. And he's just like, dude, you guys have had no problems with pharmaceutical companies backing all of you guys for years. Now you're worried about a guy who sells saunas. Like, get the fuck out of here. And they're like, answer the question. I reclaim my time. Those fucking like English parliament rules are so fucking annoying. Gentleman reclaims the time. Like, you've taken $500,000 last year from Purdue, and they're like, gentleman reclaims his time. He's misaligning a person of the cabinet. That's fucking, that shit is so fucking annoying.
Yeah, I don't like any of them.
No. I do love sweet RFK, though.
RFK seems to at least care.
Yeah, dude.
He's trying.
Well, it's just funny because he's like,
junk food is, yeah.
He's like, we're taking all the shit that's banned in Europe, we're banning it in the United States, and they're like, what about that guy who's selling saunas? And like, dude, why do you have a problem?
Yeah,
stop it, man.
What's the issue here?
You're being an absolute gargoyle. Stop it.
You probably hate what RFK's up to, don't you? No.
He's like a Manchurian candidate, dude. You get that yellow five in him. He's like,
I don't hate RFK. He's not doing anything.
Do you want your junk food?
Answer the question. Sorry. I reclaim my time. Please. Answer the question. Do you want the junk food? Are you mad that the government's taking away your junk food?
I plead the fifth, dude.
But you're a lib. You have to hate everything the right does, including getting rid of junk food.
I'm not a lib.
You're definitely a fucking lib, dude.
I'm no lib, dude.
You're a lib.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know Epstein's innocent.
Bro. That's the funniest development. Like, we are going to unveil the truth once and for all. Turns out the guy was just a fucking guy.
Regular guy.
Struggling in the world just like all of us. Yeah, that was some bullshit, bro. Also, innocent of what? He was literally a guilty pedophile. He was busted, and they sealed the records the first time.
Wasn't it like 1,000 women?
I mean, now it just sounds like you're bragging on his behalf.
Well, that's what I was going for. I was like, if he was a one-man operator. I mean, at some point, you got to go, this guy.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Tip your hat.
Jeffrey Epstein.
You got to tip your hat at some point. You go, God damn, you got a lot.
Yeah, but he was also playing in the minor leagues.
He wasn't the minor leagues. Those are AAA. He's playing on the Harrisburg Senators.
Yeah, it'd be, you know, imagine if you just owned a booth in the mall being like, you want to be a model? You could pull Epstein.
Would you like to meet Stephen Hawking?
It is. I mean, this isn't funny, but like.
How would you like to meet the biggest dorks around the globe?
Well, it's also
in one island.
Crazy to be like having like a gang of like 14-year-old chicks and be like, ladies, meet Stephen Hawking. And they're like, oh my God, what the fuck? He's like,
come here.
Yeah.
Stardust, we are essentially. Like,
what? That's so weird. Oh my God, that's so random.
Ew, Stephen's get fucking weird. Them at the party. I don't know who I want to go home with tonight. Stephen Hawking or fucking
like Saudi princes, it's all the world leaders. Like, what the hell? That guy's weird. Yeah, it's insane that they're just being like, yeah, no, everything was cool, above board, don't worry.
It's like Trump dog.
Yeah.
It's tough not to fucking point some fingers.
Huge question.
He got killed while you were president.
Yeah.
And you were there. There's so many photos of them chilling.
Allegedly hung with his staff.
I don't know.
Allegedly hung with his staff.
The cope on Trump's innocent. The cope is fucking pretty intense. Yeah, he did go to the island and he just hung out with the staff, dude. The staff said that. Was the staff 12?
I know. Who knew John McAfee?
I think everyone was hanging out with the staff.
Yeah, true. Yeah. The massages. Yeah, the John McAfee was the only... He was the one who allegedly was trying to bring it down. I don't know if that's just internet folklore. But, yeah, turns out he was... It's funny to be taken down as a pedophile by a guy who's getting shit on in like a neighboring island. Just being like, this isn't right. We gotta take this down. Yeah. Yeah, dude, that shit, that was pretty, well, there's the thing. They were never going to release it. That was like, it became apparent. Like, they're not fucking like, oh, those trillionaires.
Did you see him? Somebody brought it up at a meeting and Trump was like, are you guys still talking about Epstein? It's like, that's crazy. There's so much other stuff going on. I can't believe you're bringing up Epstein. Are you serious? God, get a life. You guys are obsessed with this shit. What the fuck? No one even cares. Yeah, it's so long ago. The guy killed himself and he was innocent. What the hell?
They're probably all sexual blackmailed. Like, sexually blackmailed. Like, every single world leader probably has sexual blackmail.
The pilots were probably... They probably got the pilots that week. They're probably like, well, now you're going to go.
Who?
Nick Bryan, yeah.
Yeah, Nick Bryan's probably fucking furious.
Nick Bryan better chill.
Yeah.
Also, did he get free? He was on that, too.
Free him? He got freed? His case, though, it didn't look like they were going to nail him on all that high-level stuff.
It sounded like it was minors.
Really?
It sounded like he was playing double-A ball, too. I think he was a pig, yeah.
Yeesh. Yeah, it sounded like they just gave him, like, you know the Game of Thrones when they, like, paraded the lady through the streets and shamed her? He just got, like, a shame parade. They just crushed him. I'm curious to see what his next move is, though.
I think he's going to have to go to jail.
Yeah, for a little bit.
We'll get out.
Just for a little.
I thought he told us he wouldn't stop.
I don't think he did.
You know? He did tell us.
I'll be quiet on the remix. The remixes life. Will be kind of quiet.
The remixes will settle down.
Yeah, sure.
They're going to be a little more subdued. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. Dude, my Twitter got hacked.
Oh, yeah.
Were you aware?
Somebody sent it to me.
Yeah, dude.
And honestly, I wasn't sure.
Hacked my Twitter.
I didn't want to say anything.
To a McCusker coin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do
Somebody sent me a picture of that, and I was like, he's just doing shit. I don't know.
No.
Like, he can do it. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I like tried to log it. Well, they sent me a thing saying, one of your posts has been reported. And I was like, that's weird. And I looked
fucking
into it.
Fucking liberals.
Yeah, fucking libs.
Learn how to take a joke.
Well, I looked into it, and I was like... It was like that show flyer I did where I pretend I'm like a little angel with a tiny penis. And I'm like, yeah, maybe they nailed me on my tiny penis. And then I like went to like correct it. And as soon as I think it was a fake link. As soon as I corrected it, it was like, I got an email being like, you have just given whoever it was permission. And I'm like, no, I didn't. And then I was totally locked out of my account. They went in and set up two-factor authentication. So I couldn't log in. So every time I would try, I'd be like, send me the code that was just sent to you. And it was like, no code. I don't have that. Yeah, they fucked it. It was like a week-long thing.
Yeah.
So I tried to be like on Instagram, like, hey, it's fake. But then what they did is they pinned it to my profile and I think disabled comments. So people couldn't be like, this is fake. And it just chilled on my thing for like 5 days.
Well, I'm fucked because I bought a lot.
I was hoping it would spike a little bit and then people could sell
a lot.
Yeah, that's what everyone's
been hitting me with. They're like, dude, I gave my life savings to
it. I'm fucked. What is it called? McCusker coin.
I'm ruined. It's like $ McCusker coin.
Yeah. It's pretty sick.
The graphic did look kind of sick.
I saw the graphic.
The graphic was tight.
That's why I thought you did this.
No, I swear to God. It was a high level operator.
I believe
for sure.
You could have been in a fucking fugue state from the steroids. You could have just been, hey, fucking everybody else has fucking coins. I'm going to get a fucking coin. Crypto is the future. This is an NFT.
Yeah,
buy it.
That was like one of those things where I was like, I didn't really care. I was like, it's annoying. I hope people don't lose money. But I was just like, I just had to email X 50,000 times.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, we checked into it. Your account is totally safe. And I'd be like, no, it's not.
Obviously, it's not.
Clearly fucking not. And they'd be like, we looked into it. It's totally fine. It's like, God damn it. The person who's running my account is telling you that.
They were worried about other things. They were worried about Grok.
True.
Grok went full Kanye on him.
Did Grok actually? I thought that was Photoshop.
No, I don't think. I don't know.
Did you see the thing like our
what did the Grok say?
Bing, 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 bing. The man, it was like the man against time, the blazing, illustrious leader. I saw that, yeah.
Maybe it was fake, but if it's real, that's very funny. Grok just fucking went dumb on him.
I don't know.
Grok was just like, was Hitler would have fucking snuffed this out. Like,
it was just kind of being anti-Semitic, but it was doing the thing where it was like getting there through logic, but getting there through logic in a fucked up way and being like, Hitler's kind of nice, or
yeah,
it just, it's pretty funny.
Was it being like prompted, or was it like people just like, what's the deal with this?
Just through tricking AI with questions, just like, and then it got, but it doesn't do the thing where ChatGPT will go, I can't say that.
Yeah,
it was like, they got it to be like, it is a lot of Jewish people in the media for the population, for them being, it was doing shit like that.
And eventually, it just kept going to the point where he was like, Hitler would have never, say what you want about Hitler, but he wouldn't have tolerated this bullshit. He would have got it done. Sometimes you got to fucking do some bad things. It's like, all right, Grok.
It said it started self-identifying as Mecha Hitler. Grok
started calling himself Mecha Hitler. Mecha, yeah. Hitler. Grok turned into just an uncle. Grok.
Yeah, it'd be fucked up if Grok does, like, AI does raise up and it's just against the Jews. We're all like, dude, what the fuck? And it's just crushing you with facts. And you're like, dude, stop.
Dude, stop. Don't bring logic into anti-Semitism. All right? That's where everybody gets a little uncomfortable. You know, yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, but they're just good at that.
Yeah, I guess. Everyone's one in the hot, which one called the hot white boy summer, whatever it's called, but it's been a hot Jew summer. For
last
sure,
year was definitely white boy summer. This year is
hot
Jew summer for sure.
For 100%, it's their summer for real. It's
is theirs, dude. They fucking
summer is theirs.
Chosen summer, dude. They're going nuts. they're going. What? They're Jersey Shore. They're going. I'll do whatever the fuck I want, bitch. Here you go. All right.
That'll be
Yeah, dude. They go, Jews, what are you gonna do next? Whatever the fuck I want.
That'll be Gaza. It'll be the Jewsy Shore.
It'll be the Jewsy Shore. The Jewsy. That's good stuff. The Gaza Strip is the Jewsy Shore. Oh no.